The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. Today, I will be reading from the nvisionus.com about their Level Up programs for middle and high schoolers. From the prnewswire.com, the Foundation Fighting Blindness honors the Iveric Bio president at Night Foresight Gala. From Cool Blind Tech, a few articles about how to activate audio description on your iPad or iPhone and Apple TV. Using Hey Siri has changed over time. Message effects, code words on your iPhone. And the GPT-4 smart glasses. From Facebook, the trained actors with real disabilities are looking for blind and low vision actors. So let's get started. From envisionus.com, that's envisionus.com, there are two hot links to register here for high school conference occurring Sunday, June 18 through Saturday, June 24, 2023, and register here for middle school program Monday, July 10 to Friday, July 14, 2023. Connect, engage, act. Gaining independence as you transition into adulthood is important. For students who are blind and visually impaired, BVI, Envision offers an energetic and valuable program where students connect with instructors and peers to learn to use assistive technology, AT, engage in fun and inspirational activities with friends from all across the U.S., act to help bridge the digital divide as students advance their education and prepare for transition to higher education and/or employment. Contact program staff for level up support and more information. Call 316-440-1525 or email programs at envisionus.com. What is the Level Up program? Developed in 2006 to address the learning gap between students who are blind and visually impaired and their sighted peers, the Level Up program partners with teachers, families, assistive technology professionals, community professionals, colleges and universities to guide students as they set goals and achieve success. This comprehensive national program provides access to ongoing support and resources for students who are blind or visually impaired at every stage of their education. The Level Up chat, there's a hot link, monthly virtual meetings allows students to network with one another, ask questions about their technology, learn about new devices, and how to advocate for their needs in the classroom. Level Up Studies offers in-person and remote tutoring for academic support as needed. Our week-long residential programs provide an immersive hands-on experience for students from across the United States. The middle school program works to promote academic success by developing independence, success skills, and leadership, while students learn more about assistive technology. The high school conference elevates these skills and prepares students to transition successfully to colleges and careers. Middle school. Learn, grow, and advance skills. In collaboration with Butler Community College, students receive critical mentorships and encouragement to build independence. In addition to offering sessions that increase technological literacy and assistive technology skills, students engage in activities to improve interpersonal communication, leadership, and success skills. We work with students, their families, and teachers to ensure students have the new tools they need to be successful in the classroom and beyond. Students attending the middle school program experience inspirational speakers, technology labs, STEAM workshops, leadership development, success skills, organizational, and study skills. The high school program, Excel, Aspire, and Achieve. The Level Up High School Conference, in collaboration with Wichita State University, there's a hot link, is designed to provide additional support for college and career transition for high school students from across the United States. We want students to gain independence and have the confidence to set and achieve their goals. By bringing students with vision loss together, this event helps them to connect, engage, and act on what they learn. It sets the stage for their success in the world today. This conference includes inspirational speakers, technology labs, STEAM workshops, leadership development, success skills, and interview skills. Level Up supports education. Envision incorporates aspects of all 9 core areas of expanded core curriculum within the week-long Level Up conference. Hands-on STEAM sessions provide students a unique opportunity to explore potential career fields led by professionals currently working in that field, supporting the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, WIOA, and Pre-Employment Transition Services, Pre-ETS. There's a hot link, How Level Up Supports Education and Career. Who is eligible? Students eligible for the middle school program typically have completed 6th grade. We do work with families and teachers on a case-by-case basis. Should you have a student who will be entering 6th grade who you feel would benefit from attending, please contact us at programs@envisionus.com for more information. Students interested in attending the high school conference must have completed 9th grade and continue to be eligible to attend through the summer following their exit from district services by either graduating or completing a transition program. Both programs are designed to maximize our time with the students and to provide a positive experience where they can learn and grow. Students attending residential programs must be able to meet their own physical and personal hygiene needs. The schedule is packed with fun and engaging learning opportunities from beginning to end. How do students participate? Students can register to participate in Level Up by contacting programs@envision.us.com. They will be added to our distribution list for ongoing programming. Summer program registration includes all coursework, housing, meals, and activities. Registration for students interested in attending either of our summer residential programs will be available soon. $500 for Kansas residents, $1,500 for out-of-state residents. We encourage students to contact their vocational rehabilitation transition counselors or a local agency to ask about assistance to attend Level Up. Contact us for additional questions or assistance. What follows Level Up? Envision's College Success Program, CSP. For students who are blind or have low vision, we'll give you the support you need as you navigate your college journey. Explore CSP to learn more about what our program has to offer. Those hot links again for registration for the high school conference, Sunday, June 18 through Saturday, June 24, 2023, and the middle school program registration hot link for Monday, July 10th through Friday, July 14, 2023 are on envisionus.com. From prnewswire.com, Foundation Fighting Blindness to honor Pravin U. Dugel, D-U-G-E-L, M.D., President of Iveric, I-V-E-R-I-C, Bio, and host special guests, the LeMay Pelletier family, L-E-M-A-Y, P-E-L-L-E-T-I-E-R, at the 2023 Gala Night for Sight. Article by the Foundation Fighting Blindness. The May 11th Gala will raise awareness and fund research leading to treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases. Dateline Columbia, Maryland, April 27th. The Foundation Fighting Blindness, the world's leading organization committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, is honoring Pravin U. Dugel, M.D., president of Iveric Bio, with the prestigious Visionary Award through its annual gala, Night for Sight. He joins fellow honorees Doug Zarkin, Z-A-R-K-I-N, of Pearl Vision, and Avi Kaner, K-A-N-E-R, of Morton Williams Supermarkets in accepting this award. taking place on Thursday, May 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time at the Lighthouse at Chelsea Piers in Manhattan. Night for Sight will celebrate these leaders for their commitment to the Foundation's efforts to be a beacon for those impacted by vision loss. The Foundation is proud to honor Pravin U. Dugel for his more than 26 years of experience as a retina specialist and commitment to the science behind vision-altering clinical trials and research. Dr. Dugel is internationally recognized as a major clinical researcher and has been a principal investigator in over 100 multi-center clinical trials. Now, as the president of Iveric Bio, Dr. Dugel leads the innovative biopharmaceutical company that is focused on the discovery and development of treatments for retinal disease with significant unmet medical needs. The Foundation is honored to have Dr. Dugel join us at this year's Night for Sight as a recipient of this well-deserved award. At Night for Sight, the Foundation will also host special guests, the LeMay Pelletier family, and the incredible story of their year-long visual memory world tour. Parents Edith LeMay and Sebastian Pelletier received the life-altering news that three of their four young children were losing their vision to retinitis pigmentosa. They made the decision that their family would take a year to travel the world to create visual memories. Just returning from their year away, attendees of Night for Sight will become some of the first to hear the story of their unbelievable journey around the world. Thank you to Visionary Champion National Partner Janssen, J-A-N-S-S-E-N, Global Services, LLC, one of the Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies of Johnson & Johnson, and Night for Sight Beacon sponsors, Iveric Bio, Libertas Funding, and National Business Capital. Individual tickets to Night for Sight are $1,000, and Next Generation under age 35 are $750. Sponsorship opportunities are available and range from $2,500 to $100,000. For tickets and sponsorship information, visit give.fightingblindness.org/nightforsight or contact Katie Van Benschoten, B-E-N-S-C-H-O-T-E-N, at kvvanbenschoten@fightingblindness.org or call 212-961-6881. About the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Established in 1971, the Foundation Fighting Blindness is the world's leading private funding source for retinal degenerative disease research. The Foundation has raised more than $891 million toward its mission to prevent, treat, and cure blindness caused by retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration, Usher syndrome, and the spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. Visit fightingblindness.org for more information. From Cool Blind Tech, posted April 24th, these GPT-4 powered smart glasses help you have conversations. Students at Stanford University have developed smart glasses that provide users with appropriate responses for conversations through an optics lens connected to a smartphone running OpenAI's GPT-4 large language model. The smart glasses are called RizGPT, R-I-Z-Z-GPT, Real-Time Charisma as a Service, CAAS. It listens to your conversation and tells you exactly what to say next, built using GPT-4. What does the device look like? The monocle-like device can clip onto any pair of glasses and has a camera, microphone, and high-resolution display. How does it work? The digital assistant recognizes the voice of the person with whom you're conversing. The system captures the voice and translates it into text to later send it to ChatGPT. OpenAI Artificial Intelligence returns a response in seconds that is displayed on the lens of the glasses through an open-source AR system that fits the lenses. What are some uses for the glasses? One use for the technology is inside a restaurant. The AI will help you choose the ideal dish by learning from your tastes and interests. Analyze the menu, your history, and based on this, it will recommend the food that will perfectly suit your needs. It can even recognize people's faces and their facial features. What are the plans for this technology? These glasses with ChatGPT are in an early stage of development. The developers have no intention of marketing the glasses, but wants the software to be the spearhead for new advances in AI. With these glasses, you can have a personal assistant at your service. There is a screenshot of promotional video for it and probably a hot link for that. So on to the next article. How to turn on audio descriptions on your iPhone or iPad. Also posted April 25th. On iPhone or iPad, you can turn on audio descriptions to have scenes in videos described to you. Go to Settings, Accessibility, select Audio Descriptions, turn on Audio Descriptions. How to turn on audio descriptions in the Apple TV app. Open the Apple TV app. While watching a video, tap on the screen to reveal the playback controls. Choose the audio described track that you want to use. Find out if a movie or TV show has audio descriptions. Not all videos include audio description tracks. Check the documentation for the video you're using to see if it includes these features. Some third-party websites and apps provide custom audio controls for videos. If you don't see audio controls when viewing video from a website, check the documentation or contact the website owner or app developer for more information. The Apple TV app isn't available in all countries or regions. How to send messages with effects on your iPhone. Posted April 17th. You may have heard of message effects, the fun animations you can add to any text sent through the Messages app by pressing and holding the blue send button. Below are the secret code words you can type to automatically trigger iPhone text effects. On your iPhone, open the Messages app. Choose any one of the code words below and send your message. You will see the effect produced immediately. Pew pew! Laser light show. Happy birthday! Balloons. Congratulations! Confetti. Happy New Year! Fireworks. Happy Chinese New Year! Red explosion. Selamat! Confetti. And that's all there is to it. From the Facebook group Trained Actors with Real Disabilities for Film and TV. Blind and low vision actors encouraged to submit. Project Animated Film. Casting Director Jenny Jue, J-U-E. OKJA Inglorious Bastards. Character 24, blind, female, East Asian, 18 plus to voice this character. She is stubborn, uninhibited, and exuberantly self-confident. Vocal qualities, brash, punchy, sarcastic, standard American accent. Submission details, please email us a recent picture, resume, or one paragraph bio, along with your name, email address, and phone number to dtcopencall@gmail.com. We are committed to an authentic casting search. Please share your lived experience with blindness and low vision if you are comfortable doing so. If you are what we're looking for, we will email you the audition details and some instructions. Access Acting Academy notes. Please submit only if you are right for this role. Please feel free to pass on this notice to your community or someone who fits the breakdown and might like to submit. Please submit to the contact email listed in the notice. Please do not submit to Access Acting Academy. Neither Merrily nor AAA has any further information about this project than what is listed below. When submitting, please let casting know you heard about the role from Access Acting Academy and or Merrily, M-A-R-I-L-E-E. Access Acting Academy, care of MVERSE, Inc., San Francisco, California, 94110, United States. Access Acting Academy. Also from Trained Actors with Real Disabilities for Film and TV, seeking blind male actor for feature film, ideally between the ages of 25 to 45. Project title, masculine looking. Project type, feature film. Project description, this is a short horror/comedy about a queer blind person who is being stalked by something unknown on a dating app. Union status, SAG-AFTRA, non-union. Network studio production company, Groove-K-O. That's G-R-O-O-V-E-K-O. Director, Jonathan Hammond. Writer, Jonathan Hammond. Character breakdown, age, gender, identity, disability, race, ethnicity, etc. We are open to any male actor of any race or ethnicity. We prefer an actor who identifies as queer and is ideally between the ages of 25 to 45, but what is most important is strong comedic and dramatic chops. This will be a lot of fun. Rate of pay? Negotiable. Audition dates. We will have the actors submit an audition tape between now and the middle of May. If we like what we see, we will contact the actor for an in-person audition. Callback dates. We will contact the actor. Shooting dates. Mid-May. Dates to be determined, but we can work with the actor. Location. Los Angeles. Local hires only. Open to negotiate. Traveler housing provided? No. Submission instructions and contact info, please email me at johnbham, that's J-O-N-B-H-A-M-M, at gmail.com with your headshot, resume, and a link to your acting reel if you have one. We know many actors who work primarily on stage, so if you don't have a reel, that's okay. We strive to provide a fun, safe environment. Thank you for submitting. Access Acting Academy, AC3, notes. Please submit only if you are right for this role. Please feel free to pass on this notice to your community or someone who fits the breakdown and might like to submit. Please submit to the contract email listed in the notice. Please do not submit to Access Acting Academy. Neither Merrily nor AC3 has any further information about this project than what is listed above. When submitting, please let casting know you heard about the role from Access Acting Academy and or Merrily. Access Acting Academy, care of M-Verse, Inc., San Francisco, California, 94110. Recently posted on the NOPBC Facebook group, Ying Ting Chu, that's Y-I-N-G-T-I-N-G-C-H-I-U, posted April 19th. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Ting, founder of the International Network of STEM for the Blind and Low Vision, The Network, a nonprofit organization based in Columbus, Ohio. I am Taiwanese, but after I earned my Ph.D. from Ohio State, I married an Ohioan, and thus I have since stayed and lived in the United States. My years of education and work experience in physics, science education, and STEM education for the blind and low vision has helped me find my passion. I am committed to making STEM education and careers accessible for the blind and low vision. The network is an international network because it aims to make a difference in human society as a whole, rather than just in certain countries. As we all know, saying is much easier than doing. To achieve the vision, fundamental work at the local, state, and national levels is crucial. I appreciate that NFB has been doing wonderful STEM programs nationwide for blind children and youth. I am making this post here today simply because I wanted to introduce myself and the network's vision and work to everyone in this group. The network does not aim to compete with existing STEM programs offered to children and or youth who are blind or have low vision. On the contrary, it aims at what is missing to fill in the gaps and teaming up with individuals and organizations to facilitate the growth of STEM for the blind and low vision. I truly believe that everyone who cares about access to STEM education and careers has something to offer, such as their experience, knowledge, skills, and personal or professional networks. I hope to connect to anyone here who is interested in connecting with me and the network. If you would like to do so or simply offer some feedback, I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. This little tidbit from Reader's Digest hit home for me. The real reason McDonald's keeps the Filet-O-Fish on their menu. It's something of an underdog story, posted on RD.com. The Filet-O-Fish might be one of the last things you think of when it comes to a fast food restaurant famous for its burgers, fries, and McNuggets. But there's a valid reason McDonald's keeps the fried fish sandwich on its menu, and it won't be going away anytime soon. See what the first McDonald's menu actually looked like at the hot link. To learn about the Filet-O-Fish's place on the menu, we need to turn our attention to Lou Groen, G-R-O-E-N, who'd been kicked out of his home at age 17 and had spent decades working odd jobs before finally opening his own place and working his way to becoming president of Cincinnati Restaurant Group. That position helped him get in touch with Ray Kroc, who launched McDonald's as a powerhouse corporation, and Kroc helped Groen open his own franchise. Groen opened the doors to the Cincinnati, Ohio area's first McDonald's in 1959. Business seemed promising, but there was one major hurdle for Groen. For most restaurants, weekends, starting on Friday nights, bring the biggest profits. But in 1962, his McDonald's was in an area that was 87% Catholic, in a time when most Catholics wouldn't eat meat on Fridays, with the exception of fish. The burger joint wasn't concerned with providing the healthy options that they now have, so that meant that sales actually plummeted at what should have been their busiest time, due to the lack of veggie-friendly options. Groen needed to draw in customers somehow, and he noticed that the American chain Big Boy restaurants seemed to have cracked the Friday code in Greater Cincinnati with a novelty food item. That chain happened to serve a fish sandwich, so Groen wondered if seafood might be his saving grace, too. He introduced the idea of a fried halibut sandwich with tartar sauce to Kroc, who scoffed. Kroc had his own idea, a meatless hula burger of pineapple and cheese on a bun. Kroc agreed to put both the halibut and the hula sandwiches on the menu one Friday to see which sold more. About 350 fish sandwiches were sold that fateful day, and though Kroc wouldn't reveal how many customers bought hula burgers, he did admit that Groen had won the bet. With that, the hula burger kicked the McBucket and became the inaugural item on a long list of embarrassing McDonald's menu flops. Once he discovered that 350 of his sandwiches had sold, Groen was allowed to move forward with his fish idea. However, Kroc wanted to bring the price down to 25 cents. Considering each halibut sandwich cost 30 cents to make, the two men had to revise the recipe using cod because it was a cheaper fish and adding a slice of cheese for flavor. It might not have been as good as his halibut version, but his customers weren't complaining. Friday business revved up, and Groen's restaurant survived, unlike other failed food brands. The Filet-O-Fish recipe has taken some new turns since the 1960s, now using sustainable Alaskan pollock. But it seems to be a permanent item on the McDonald's menu as one of the only pescatarian-friendly options. And even though meat-free Fridays aren't practiced by most Catholics year-round, the fish option still seems to be important for religious customers. About a quarter of McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sales are in the spring during Lent, when many Catholics choose not to eat land or air-based meats. Spokeswoman Becca Harry, H-A-R-Y, told USA Today. So, when March or April rolls around, don't be surprised if you hear hungry customers begging McDonald's to give me that fillet of fish. Next, learn 75 mind-blowing facts about McDonald's at the Hotlink. Sources include USA Today, Smithsonian Magazine, McDonald's, and another article from USA Today, Why So Many People Are Eating McDonald's Fillet of Fish Right Now. Marissa Lalibert-Simonian is a London-based associate editor with the global promotions teams at WebMD's Medscape.com. I'm running out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This podcast is very readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next week.